Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if it's a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Today marks Valentine's Day, and so I thought I would put together something a little bit special for Valentine's Day. And what I have for you is I did some research, and according to different sources, depends on who you go to, around 6 million people will get engaged today, Valentine's Day. 43% of millennials consider Valentine's Day to be the best day to propose to their significant other or their intended. So this is a pretty big day, not just with candy hearts and flowers, but also for proposing to that special someone. So I found an article from Martha Stewart, of all people, with some do's and don'ts when it comes to proposing to that special someone. Now again, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side of the landing page is going to be a link to our Let's Talk Insurance blog. It's going to have the tips that I'm going to share with you on this podcast, but also a link to the article from Martha Stewart, weddings.com, with all 15 do's and don'ts for an unforgettable wedding proposal. So why don't we go through a couple of them now. First one, it says, make it meaningful. Think of places you went with your significant other. Songs you shared together, songs you love listening to together. Maybe a special restaurant that you recall taking them to. Or maybe a special meal that you made for them that's something that's memorable. Be nostalgic, be sentimental. This is the time to really blow it out when it comes to coming up with a perfect proposal. One of her other recommendations here, I'm going to share this. This isn't a part of the original list that I have. But don't go for anything trendy. You know, these days you can, you know, they have wedding proposal packages at like wineries and vineyards or apple orchards. You know, a lot of things. People are doing it in the middle of a mall. They're doing it, you know, on the seashore. There's a lot of places that if you look at Instagram, you look at Pinterest, you look at Twitter for proposal pics and stuff like that, you'll see generally the same type of stuff over and over and over again because it's quote-unquote trendy. It's the hip thing to do. Buck the trends. Do what you want. Figure out something special for you and that intended person. Make it memorable. Make it meaningful. So do something that appeals to both of you, something that you're going to remember when you tell your grandkids down the road. Yeah, your grandmother, your grandmother or grandfather and I, this is how you know, we proposed to each other. This is what the proposal looked like. Make it a cute story. Now, the second tip here is public or private. Now, you need to take time to gauge whether or not your intended will accept your proposal. All right. If you go on YouTube, I get a link to a marriage proposal fail that I pulled from YouTube. If you go onto YouTube and you type in marriage proposal or wedding proposal fails, you're going to get thousands upon thousands of videos. I was looking through them for just a short one to add to the blog post for today. And by and large, a lot of them looked like they were staged, they were faked. It just didn't look right. This one looked legitimate, and you could actually see the guy's heart breaking as the woman says no. But you need to gauge when it comes to proposing to that special someone. You need to be sure, at least I would imagine 80 to 90% sure, that the intended person will accept your proposal. Last thing you want to do is do like in one of these proposal fails, is doing it in public and being turned down. So by gauging whether or not that person will accept your proposal, should gauge as to whether or not you want to make it public or if you want to do something private. Hands down, your significant other, your intended, loves to spend time alone with you. So making that proposal private is probably going to be the best thing for you. You don't need anything flashy. You know, people do this all the time, post it on YouTube, post it on Facebook, post it on social media to get likes, to get validation, you know, to get their video or their picture shared, help them go viral and whatnot. Don't do it for the social media. Do it for true love. That's what I have to say about that. The next tip is, I just boiled it down, is it legal? Make sure that if you're going to get a flock of doves that are going to drop handcrafted paper hearts around your loved one as you're kneeling and presenting the ring, and you know you have a mariachi band playing and this, that, and the other thing. If you're going to do it somewhere, make sure that you have the right permissions. Some cities and townships require permits for certain things like dove releases or to have a band you know, playing as you're doing something. So make sure that you have the proper permissions and or permits in place if indeed that is something that is needed. I mean, worst thing is to be proposing to somebody in a venue or a place that didn't know about it prior, that may have rules regarding their insurance as far as what can be done as far as proposals and other public type events within their venue or their space. So get your permissions in beforehand before you just pick a spot and not let anybody else know what's going on and dealing with the aftermath there. So make sure that it's legal in the sense that you have the permissions or you have the permits in order to carry out your proposal the way you are envisioning it. The next tip I have is know where they're coming from. All right, it all has to do with mood and the likelihood of them accepting your proposal. If your intended had a great day at work, you know, just a super day, either at work or, you know, on a just for the day, had a great day. Just seemed like everything was going their way, just feeling really upbeat, you know, adrenaline's high, endorphins are high, just really having a good day. That would be the time to do the proposal, for sure. You know, gauge how their day is going to gauge whether or not that particular day is the right time. Now, it does go counterintuitive to getting your permits and permissions and doing whatever, but you need to gauge whether or not this is going to be the right time. If your intended had a horrible day at work, employees yelling at them, the boss is yelling at them, customers yelling at them. Maybe they got fired. Maybe they found out that their dog died or that they need $2,000 worth of work on their car. You know, anything like that that could bring them down, put them in a bad mood. That's probably not a good time to make a proposal. Even though you think it might, it's like, oh, they had a horrible day. Well, maybe this bright spot of me proposing to them will turn around their day. Most likely it won't. If anything, that person may get upset, may actually say no, just because of the mood that they're in. So definitely, if you're going to do it like on a Tuesday, you know, give them a call, you know, maybe talk to a coworker. If you are friends with coworkers of theirs, find out how their day is going. You know, if they're having a bad day, then you may want to postpone it. If they're having a great day, then super. That's the time. But you certainly want to, in order to maximize the likelihood of them accepting your proposal, know where they're coming from, check their mood, because mood does play a factor into saying I do or I won't. The last tip I want to share with you, again, I want you to go to the article and read all 15. It's like a slideshow, so you just click through the slideshows. It has a nice little picture. It has a short description based on whatever the heading is. So this last one I want to share is freestyle it. Don't prepare a script or a speech beforehand. Don't put too much thought into what you're going to say word for word. Have some ideas in the back of your head as far as what you want to say. Hey, honey, I love you. We've been together for 3 years. The last 3 years have been amazing. We've had our ups and we've had our downs. The more I've thought about things, the more I look at our lives together, I realize that you are the one for me and I want to take the next step in my life with you by my side. Again, that just came off the top of my head, didn't write it down or anything like that. But just if there are ideas or points that you want to touch on, that's great. Just have some ideas of things you would like to say. Don't sit there and, you know, write out 15 drafts with index cards and footnotes and whatnot. Proposals are usually spontaneous, but you can have some controlled spontaneity. And this would be one of those times where you would have that controlled spontaneity. You know what you want to say, what points you want to get across. It's just getting the words out in order to say them, instead of being regimented to a script with note cards, you know, double-spaced, whatever. So freestyle it. Say what comes out of your heart. Think about it for a couple days, and again, think of a couple of points or ideas you want to share. You know, talk about how long you've been together. Talk about some of the ups that you've had, some of the downs that you've had. You know, make it personal. Make it from the heart. That is going to mean the most. And I like what I wrote here. Sometimes the most romantic things said are in only a few words. Beautiful, and that just came off the top of my head. So, and of course, I got to mention this, you know, talking about the proposal when the person does accept and say yes, you need to get that engagement ring scheduled on your homeowner's, renter's, condo, or mobile home policy. If you're a young person that is still living with your parents, and your parents count you as a resident relative, you don't have a personal policy of your own, you can certainly have that scheduled with yourself listed as additional insured on that particular item. If you've got a condo policy, a renter's policy, a homeowner's policy, a mobile home policy, make sure that you get that scheduled. Make sure that you have a recent appraisal. We would recommend getting an appraisal versus a receipt, because sometimes with the fluctuation of precious metals and gems, what you pay for an item isn't the true replacement cost of that item, because you could be getting it on sale. What you really need is you need an appraisal. If this thing were to be destroyed, What would it cost to replace it when it's not on sale? Should have a great description. A lot of them today have pictures of the ring itself to go along with the appraisal. So make sure that you have that appraisal for your insurance agent when it comes to scheduling that engagement ring. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, too, you can do that. It's marsilieins@gmail.com. That's marsilieins@gmail.com. Again, my name is Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week.